This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Demonstrators continue to defy the growing violence by Myanmar security forces and stage more anti-coup rallies, while the UN Special Envoy for the country called the Urgent Security Council action, saying about 50 peaceful protesters were killed and scores were injured in the military's worst crackdown this week alone. The escalation of violence has put pressure on the world community to act to restrain the junta, which seized power on February 1st by ousting the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi. Large protests against military rule have occurred daily in many cities and towns. Security forces escalated their crackdown with greater use of lethal force and mass arrest. At least 18 protesters were shot and killed Sunday, 38 Wednesday, according to the UN Human Rights Office. More than 1,000 have been arrested. U.S. President Joe Biden on Friday signaled support to replace decades-old authorization for the use of military force in the Middle East, a little more than a week after he relied on the authorizations to carry out a retaliatory airstrike in eastern Syria. The Biden administration announced its position after a bipartisan bill was introduced earlier in the week that would repeal the 1991 and 2002 authorizations that presidents from both parties have repeatedly used for legal justifications to carry out strikes. The White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Biden was committed to working with Congress to replace the authorizations with a more narrow and specific framework. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.